Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
Hi, everyone. So, yeah, I just called to file the police report.
That's right. It's police report time again.
That short clip.
Oh, that's right. God. That's right. It's police report time again because people have lost their damn minds. And this ain't nothing new. They've been doing it for a long time. Let me turn the sound off so I can tell you what's going on. So I can sound off, okay?
Who are you picking? Because I feel like a lot of people lost their damn minds.
Everybody lost their mind, but we're going to stay in the main group of people that have been losing their minds recently. Y'all know who was in that submarine. Y'all know what group of people. It's not personal. It's just, you know, the facts. Factual. It's actual and factual, okay? And this week, according to the Neighborhood Talk, shout out to the Neighborhood Talk, right? But according to the Neighborhood Talk, WWE legend The Undertaker stares down a shark to scare it away from his wife. Now,
wait, what?
You heard me.
What?
They are in some shallow, beautiful waters, as you can see in the Caribbean somewhere. I don't, like Bahamas, I don't know. Might be a...
See, I just came back from the Caribbean. Curacao,
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Belize. I don't know where they are. But the point is, they're in the water. A shark is moseying on over, you know, in the water. They in the water, right? A shark is moseying on over to his wife, and the Undertaker,
like, at the shore.
Like to me, that means it means business, right?
Like, that thing might have legs on it. It's real,
you know,
close.
And all kind of mutation genetics. They got genetics.
Okay.
So the Undertaker, as you can see, decides to stare it down in the water or whatever. Now, I don't know. You know, you may have a record. You know what I'm saying? Of breaking niggas down. You know, you may have a record of wins. You know what I mean? We know that you have done your thing, but I thought the name, The Undertaker, and all that was just an act. I know, you know, WWE wrestlers are performers, and that's performance at best. But these motherfuckers right here, to me, represent the sector and section of America that I refer to as America. Take the A off. You know what I'm saying? It's America. All right. You know, frame around your license plate. That's, you know, say Army or maybe like an American flag or something, you
right.
know. The cartoon from Calvin and Hobbes pissing on the rival, you know, car brand decal in the window.
Okay. Why is that a thing?
Okay. Bars on the front, on the roof rack, you know what I'm saying? All that kind of shit. You know, a big bumper, dually, four wheels in the back. That crowd of people who have lately been doing things like burning sneakers and shooting cans of beer in the backyard and shit. You know, these people think they're patriots and vigilantes, okay? And patriots, my country, America. That's that crowd. And they think they bad.
The January 6th crowd.
The January 6th crowd, okay? Mm-hmm. That's who that is. Now, he gonna fuck around and find out, okay? Because The Undertaker, you a big motherfucker. And you know what that looks like to a shark? A teeth-licking snack. Okay. Okay. Now, I know you ain't been eating seasoned food, but you about to be some seasoned food because that shark is getting ready to fuck you up. And guess who's going to witness it? The very motherfucker you trying to save.
Your wife. My God. Wait, but did it work?
That shark moved away. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't because of The Undertaker. And the sad part is he's going to think it is. He's
no,
going
he
to
is.
Think
That's
he's going
he
to think
it.
Yeah, that he beat a shark. And she was so proud and and he's gonna stare it down and protect my honor. You know, and all of that. And meanwhile, do it again. But my thing is catch a shark down there in Florida. down there off the waters of Miami. You know what I'm saying? Dade County. Go get one of them black sharks. Oh my God. Let it be a black shark and fuck around. Because I know some hood ass sharks down in the county of Dade that would have motherfucking mukbang his ass for all to see. Okay?
Oh my God.
With that being said.
Speaking of, did y'all see that black dude holding the alligator? He was trying to wrangle it and that shit flipped him.
Wore his ass out. And then
it was crazy.
I guess the damn alligator been watching the drag race, because what did he do? Sashay away. That's what the alligator did. The alligator was switching. Did you see it, friend? The alligator was switching. Literally, them two back legs was... I ain't never seen it. It was sauntering. I had never seen
that.
That
was the craziest thing I ever seen.
Why would you think you could wrestle an alligator?
A fucking alligator.
You know how much power is in the tail alone? That motherfucker went down.
He learned that day.
It was like a back dive. Pancake.
Those are the modern day dinosaurs to me. I'm not fucking with no alligator.
Exactly. I only got two legs. You think I'm going to fuck with someone for? That's just
with
bad.
That big ass mouth.
And the tail.
And
the teeth. Oof.
Mm-mm. The teeth. Mm-mm. So I don't know. Now I did also, speaking of when animals attack, I did see a video of a goat. It was a black woman who I guess was a male companion that she had, may have been a brother or something like that. He had a goat that he was responsible for, and the goat kept ramming into the woman. And she's like, "That hurts." She's like, "Stop." She's like, "I'm telling you." And then the next thing you know, she grabbed the horns. And she went to twisting the goat's like head. And what made it funny was the face, because you could tell she had had it. She had like a grocery bag hanging on her wrist. I'm gonna send y'all the video. Let me find it right now. Welcome to the Friend Zone. We can look at all things mental health, mental
this
hygiene,
so
mental
us.
Wellness, and when animals attack. Because who in the hell want to go out like that? It's a lot of ways. I'm fine with making my exit, right? But it's just certain ways I don't want to do it.
No.
And getting ate up by an animal is one of them. But yeah, y'all, she went to wrangling that damn goat. And what made it so funny was she literally was coming from somewhere else. She had on like clothes and shit, but her face, when she grabbed the horns and she, you could tell she was mad.
Did she drop it?
It went to doing like that. And you can hear the guy like, I got him.
This is insane.
I'm going to send it to y'all, because these animals just, they really have been.
I will say that's one of my only things with hiking out here. Like, as much as I love the hikes, yeah, and the longer hikes, the hikes that are like miles and miles, you really going deep into the mountain. I always have to tell myself, this is their home at the end of the day, that you're coming because you want to fucking hike.
Hit it, Sparkle. You better be careful when you're hiking, friend.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember we went on this one hike and this dude asked us at the entrance, he was coming out. He was like, "Do you guys have a gun?" Mm-hmm. And at first we were like, "Excuse us?"
What the fuck? What the fuck you trying to say?
You know, because it was one of those January 6th looking dudes. But then we realized he was saying that he had seen like a mountain lion or some shit.
Okay.
And he was like, "This isn't the type of hike, you know, if you're not carrying, that you want to just like walk into." We was like, "Well, thank you for that."
Hell no.
Because you can't just wave at the damn wolf and it's going to be like, "Oh, hey, you
be like,
what's going on?"
You know, they have the mountain goats, mountain lions, they have the bear. I mean, it's a lot to consider.
Why would I want to go somewhere with the potential for that type of danger? See that, and see what y'all did.
Oh, we turned back.
Well, some people
turn
like
around.
The hunt.
Turn
yeah, because white people would be like, "Oh, what part was he in?"
And a lot of them do probably beat them January 6th because they be out there, "I wish a motherfucker would."
Very
and they
that.
Be out there so they could shoot something.
Very
and it's like,
that.
Oh.
And I was not interested because, you know, I have reverence for animals and their space.
And can you imagine being mauled alive?
No.
I don't even, like, what?
Can you imagine what's running through your mind? Like, I'd have been so mad at whoever. I ain't never been mad at y'all, for real. You know what I'm saying? But if we was out there because some shots were like, "Friend," as I'm literally getting mangled, "I can't believe you got me out here." "Friend!"
That's so
funny. I'm ready to
go. Oh shit.
I'm telling you, I cannot imagine. And then not being able to stop the shit.
But yeah, that's the crazy part. And then people tell you shit like, oh, you gotta stay still.
while I'm being fucking chewed. Are you crazy? I'm trying to get the fuck. Look at what I just texted y'all. Look at the group text. Don't feel
threatened. Wait, okay. Hold on.
You're going to be looking like this. I already know.
I'm trying to see the one with the goat. Watch her face. Watch her face when she grabbed the horn.
She said that shit hurt. Where are they? Where is this?
I have so many questions. It's so many preguntas on the piso. Okay. I'm telling you.
But I can't wait to go hiking with y'all.
We ain't going up there. I tell you that, friend. We going to the other one. We going to the, you know, where they got a petting zoo and, you know, shit like that.
And
we
bars.
Yes.
And you know what's funny? We were supposed to go camping soon, right? And my partner was talking about this place where they said that there's bears and stuff. And I was like, well, maybe we need to get bear mace or something. And he was like, have you ever actually seen it work? Like, how do we know?
That's true.
Shit works.
I seen it work on people.
He's like, I've never watched one of those shows where the people be outdoors and they sprayed it and the bear like fell or ran. He's like, have you ever actually witnessed bear mace? And I was like, you know what? I have not.
If you're a listener and you've actually used bear mace, right, let us know down below.
And because I'm like, do you want to find out in real time?
Some shit you got to shoot or stab. You know what I'm saying?
My God. Man, you trying can't to mess stab a goddamn no. bear.
I sure can.
I was just going to tell you.
If you came out of here, that damn bear, bitch, you finna be a rug.
Let me tell you something.
I'm going to be slicing and dicing.
I'm going to have
knives in both them hands. What? And I'm going straight for the bear's hands. Them paws. Oh, yeah. I'm fucking them paws up.
And that face.
You getting a buck 50 today. What you mean you picking them paws up?
He getting a buck 50.
Look. The bear ain't touching me. I ain't getting caught up in no bear hug, no bear bite.
I'm trying to look in the bear. I'm trying to turn the bear off.
This is so random. Have you ever seen Reese Witherspoon in Freeway?
No.
Or Highway? Oh my God. It was like, oh my God. We're going to have to watch it for the binge one day. So it was like her first role, or the first role I ever seen her in. And I think Kiefer Sutherland was the person.
Kiefer.
It was a modern day Red Riding Hood. And she was like a country bitch and she ran away from home. Anyway, the nigga gave her a ride because she was hitchhiking and she fucked him up. She like stabbed his balls and shot him and shit. Mm. I was going to say, that's how I'm going to fuck that bear. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what
total.
You think. When that shit walk in towards you,
when that thing take me out in one swoop,
I'm telling you right now,
I feel like
my
breath is just going, my soul is going to leave. When you see that thing,
yeah,
it's in, because we have never been in front of a bear. So the sizing, you just know from movies
that's
and
true.
Videos, when that motherfucker, that's something like, I could talk all the shit. And I'm just going to get to
my
knees.
I'm
going
to try my best to fuck it up.
I just hope I hear the bear before I see it and right. I get the fuck.
At least.
I hope I have access to a deadly weapon of some sort, a vehicle. You know what I'm
Which
saying?
Makes
I'll
me
hit
sad.
The shit out of bear with my car. Are you crazy? I will plow that bitch down to the ground.
You know what? I'll keep some cocaine on me for the bear.
Oh my God.
No, that'd be
not
worse.
Cocaine.
It'd be like Jocelyn.
Have you seen that cocaine bear? I want
to
see that.
Did you see that? It's a rage bear.
Did y'all see the body cam footage from her fight backstage at the Mayweather event?
Body cam? Yeah. Who's body cam? The police are there?
Motherfucking police. Hell yeah. When they came to arrest her.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Baby, Maggie was all up and through that bitch. It was like 6-7 officers, and she was just going crazy. Jocelyn was back there going crazy, talking shit, calling them.
Was she charged or anything?
Yeah, she got she didn't get arrested for the first melee that we saw on camera. What she got arrested for was what the body cam footage that was released today, when the police were trying to restrain her, tell them to leave, and Jocelyn started cussing them out and slapping them and shit. Threw a phone at one of them and shit. Yeah.
No, girl.
I told them,
what
motherfuckers,
is going
if y'all
on?
Kill me, you're gonna die.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's just like, no. Shut up, you. That's what she is like yelling.
They were like, nobody's trying to harm you, ma'am.
Right. And then she was trying to kick in him. Her foot and leg was so dense. Did you see powerful. That? That lower yes. leg was so dense.
Asante, please. He said powerful.
She had such a dense, you know, that ain't, you ain't kicking nobody. You bludgeoning motherfuckers with your legs. You God man. Damn. Like, blunt, that was blunt force trauma, them kids. Poof, like, it's a battering ram
yeah,
leg
she
had.
Strong. She's strong as fuck.
But while you playing, I think we all know some hoes. I know some women personally. Jocelyn don't want 5 seconds with. I'm telling you, all that shit she be, all that intimidation.
But that's why I was
tactic.
Surprised when people said that Amber Rose won the fight mm-hmm. on College Hill.
Because yeah,
I'm like,
too.
I mean, I don't know. We don't know, but that's what people are saying. And I don't know why that surprised me. Because Jocelyn just seemed different.
Yeah.
She seemed different.
Well, when you get used to talking, I guess you get a little light sometimes.
Oof. He said blunt force trauma. But anyways, let's lighten up. We yeah. just talking about murder and bears and
yes. For those of you that are new here and confused on what's going on because you haven't listened to a full few episodes as of yet.
Oh yeah.
This is our Shoot the Shit series.
We have new listeners.
Yes.
8 years in. Hi, new listeners.
We each take turns producing the show. Fran produced, Dustin produced, and I produced. And now we get to Shoot the Shit this week, which is where we don't produce anything. We literally just talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Right.
The show gets a little explicit, a lot explicit. So please enjoy.
Welcome. But I did want to ask because the two of you looked so cute this weekend.
Oh,
y'all were
thank you,
both
Fran.
In Toronto for the Renaissance tour. Dustin, you were there both nights, both
I
the
sure
Toronto
was.
Nights.
He did a twofer.
Shout out
I
to want to
know what
thank
made y'all
to
pick
sister.
Toronto because that's so wow, it was random. And then the fact that y'all were both there was so crazy.
So my sister is a huge Beyonce fan. Her and my cousin. Shout out to them. I love them dearly. But
they looked so good.
They were so happy to see you. But so my sister, like I told you guys before, was boots on the ground as soon as it was, as soon as we all were tasked with securing Beyonce
tickets.
And I was informed that we were going to Toronto.
That's I hear I, that.
My sister hit me like, so we're going to Toronto. These are our seats. This is the dates you need to be. I'm like, okay. And that was it. So thank you, money, many thanks to her, because my ticket was actually my birthday gift this year. So that was like really special.
Oh, heart. I love that.
Yeah, and I would have paid, you know, to quicken my cuticles to spend that time with her anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it was just a great event. And then Sunday I was actually a guest. And so that was great. Shout out to the plug. And it was great. And yeah.
It was a good show. What'd you think of it? Because this is your first time seeing it.
It was my first time seeing it. It was a masterclass in the art of putting on a show and entertaining overall. Not a detail was missed, not an I wasn't dotted, and not a T was not crossed. That entire concert was, it was seamless from start to finish. Everything from the stage, the production of the show itself, the digital, the visuals that accompanied the stage show. The background dancers were all incredible. I call them foreground dancers. That's how good they were. And they were focused. They yes. were highlighted and featured all throughout the night. There were so many elements to take in. It was a full 360-degree experience. Audible, visual. There were confetti and cannons of flames and shit everywhere.
That's
it was
so
it
cool.
was just it was a show. It was a big, huge, long show. And I was most impressed by the fact that Beyonce is her own opening act. Literally, you stand in there.
I remember seeing it.
You stand in there.
The lights go down. You hear a voice say, ladies and gentlemen, Beyonce. She comes out in a beautiful, like, gown-esque fit. And she sings, like, 4 or 5 slow songs accompanied with the piano. It's very, like, soft. And then she leaves and they say, welcome to the Renaissance. And she comes back out as a whole different artist. Literally. And it's like a 3-hour show. So
that's so crazy.
This ain't no motherfucking festival set. This ain't no, you know what I'm saying? This is literally your money's worth. That's what this
right.
is in every way. I've never seen anything as good as it.
And Asante, this was your third time seeing 33rd it, right?
Third time. He keeps going.
Did it change? I'm curious, from the first, second, and third time, a lot of changes?
Inadvertently, yes, it was my third time seeing it. So to answer your other question beforehand, the reason Toronto ended up happening was because when the tickets first dropped, I was I didn't understand the pre-sale. I was in one of the tiers for something, and I thought I was going to have a choice in city in the tier that I was in, but Toronto was the only one I could get access to. So I bought the ticket like off rip. I was like, well, I don't care where I got to go. I'm going to CB. So I bought Toronto and I was like, I'm going to put that one on ice. Bought Sweden, got invited to Paris. So those both happened beforehand. So did those. Coming to Toronto, I was already excited because I've seen the show, but I love the show. Like, I don't want to say this is my favorite Beyonce album, but this is probably one of the most like controversial of the Beyonce albums for various reasons. And so it interests me the most as of right now. So seeing the tour twice was already like amazing, but I wasn't like bored coming into seeing the tour for a third time because I knew that she was starting her second leg. So for me, it was like, all right, well, you got to see second night of the first leg in Sweden. So it only makes sense that you get to be there for the first night of the second leg. So like, let's see how it is. And plus my seat, for the people that were arguing with me about, you know, my ticket price, I was in a section, but I was still right by the stage. Like, so
literally could smell her ass. Like, literally. I don't have children, but I have a god baby. And now you have to ask yourself sometimes, do I want to set my god baby up for success? I know I do. You know, do I want to save money on private tutoring? You know, is that even in my budget for my god baby? You know, is this a big school year for my god baby? Maybe they start in kindergarten. You know, is my god baby ahead? Is my god baby being challenged enough in class? These are questions that I had to ask myself. And the way I found the answers was through IXL Learning. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, including my god baby, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home. Pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. And my god baby got a tablet. I had to get one for my god baby. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math questions and math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanations videos. And now 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning with IXL. And IXL is used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. And one of them school districts, guess who attends it? You heard it. My god baby. Now that my god baby wasn't struggling with nothing. They're very smart. But you could always use more help to round out or supplement what's being taught in school. So make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And the Friend Zone listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/friendzone. Visit IXL.com/friendzone to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
I'm in the zone. Like, I have pictures of her. I have, like, sets of the dancers. Like, it's, like, it was great.
What you're not about to do is play with that seat because that nigga was close. I'm telling you, like, literally, he was right there in front of the stage. If you want to give a distance. I was in A2. Were you in A4?
Yeah, I was in A4.
Oh, see. Okay. Yep. Wait, so you were on the floor? You were standing?
No.
Fran, that was one of the things that changed, right? Like, so depending on venue, there's like the floor section in the international sets from what I'd seen, because I remember I saw it in Sweden and I saw it in Paris. The floor area was literally standing outside of like a Club Renaissance. But in Toronto, there were seats on the outside, obviously everybody still was standing. So, you know,
go ahead.
To be that close and stand and sit was hot too. But go ahead, Dustin.
I did both, right? Like Saturday, my seat was in A2, right next to you. You know, we were probably what, 15 feet from the stage, would you say? Right.
Okay. What the heck?
On Sunday,
I don't know where our seats are still.
I was in Club Renaissance, which was standing room only. There were no seats. There's no seats in Club Renaissance. And we were literally 4 feet from the stage, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I appreciated my seat. It was nice being able to sit down Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. Sitting on your feet for 3 hours is
I doubt that Crystal got floor seats just because we all the same age. Mm-hmm. But I still don't know. Because I told y'all, I just gave her my money. I have no idea what tickets she got. So I'm going in cold. But also the reason I'm asking was because, you know, Erykah Badu is on tour. The Unfollow Me Tour, I think it's called. Y'all know I love me some Erykah Badu. And I'm going with Claude.
Oh, damn, that's going to be dope.
Right? We're going to have like a best friend weekend in Dallas and just like chill, get food,
that's her
go
hometown.
To the concert. And it's her hometown and the last stop of the tour. So, you know, it's going to be lit. Mm-hmm. And but when I was looking for the tickets, I was like, I can't do the floor. I wanted to because it's right on the damn stage, but I just couldn't. I had to like, sat there for like 20 minutes debating if I could handle being on the floor at her concert.
When you say on the floor, do you mean like standing on the floor or seated on the floor?
No, it said standing in the ticket thing. Yeah,
let me finish telling you. In the international, because that's then where our section was internationally.
That was standing.
Those sections were standing because those were like a general admission section. Mm-hmm. So those were packed the fuck out. Because I remember when I was in the Beehive A or Beehive B, and I was able to see across to where those general people were packed in, and I was like, oh, hell no. So when
that's
I came
the
up
other
Toronto,
thing
I was,
too. I don't want to be packed in.
But if there's a floor seat, it is a like you do have a great like seat or like a place.
Right.
So that was like, I was like, all right, good. At least that happened.
We had incredible seats. Section A,
they were incredible.
And
hell
A4
yeah.
in Toronto were incredible.
And Toy was in Club Renaissance. I'm going to let Toy tell that story.
What does that mean? What's Club Renaissance? Like, so, where is that?
So the thing is, there's the main stage. Mm-hmm. And then you know how Beyonce, there's a walkout stage.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a section around the walkout stage, which is the club, and then there's another stage like around the walkout stage, which the dancers like will dance around on. Okay. While Beyonce's in that center stage, and you're in Club Renaissance, so you get to be in that section.
Think like a rectangle for the main stage, a straight stage down, and then a circle. And the inner parts of the circle, those two halves, that's Club Renaissance.
Oh, cute! So it's a good. So those are good seats.
That's where I was Sunday.
Yep.
That's so I need to hit Crystal like, okay, break it down. Where are we sitting? Our
but
tickets
Club
are next month.
Is standing.
Right. That's the thing.
See?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Club Renaissance is like, if you literally, that's why people are literally dressing up like they going to the club, because you get to dance the whole time while Beyonce is performing, and it has its own bar.
Fun.
And she looks at you. She looks at you.
Like you literally see Beyonce the entire time.
She was
from her in the backstage to her being right above you.
She was completely engaging with the Club Renaissance occupants too. Like as she was performing on Sunday, she was commenting on like people's specific looks.
I noticed like that she's been doing that on this tour, which is I kind of love that. I feel maybe because she's not as bogged down with so much choreography, you know, she has a little more room for playfulness, because I noticed she's been like pointing people out, reading their signs, like just having more fun, it feels, with the audience. It looks so cute in the videos.
So do you know who was at the show on Saturday? I don't know if she was there again Sunday, Dustin, but Aaliyah Janelle was there.
Aaliyah Janelle? Who's Aaliyah Janelle? Forgive me.
Is that the dancer?
She was the choreographer on the encore.
I remember because she be having videos like with the heels, like those dancer videos where they're breaking it down.
There's a part of the show where they do like a ball. And she came out first. I was
that's crazy.
Shout out to my section buddy Kadia. She was sitting right next to me. We just became fast friends. We text each other and everything. I made so many friends in Toronto. It was amazing. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Bernicia, who caught me in the street enjoying the sidewalk, walking to the venue.
Oh,
it was great. Toronto, the weed is legal, so it was a great time.
I found a sidewalk in that hole. Cause I'm in that hole.
See, also, and my C-buddy held that down,
baby.
And let me tell you something else.
That security, I was like, at a certain point, I was like, why is this the post? They were literally standing right at the end of my... I didn't like that police ass feel that the security had, but I also didn't want nobody throwing nothing on that stage, so I get it. But the security was not fucking around at Rogers Center.
When look what they're doing to people these days at the shows.
Every 4 feet, there was security personnel. Literally. It was overwhelming how many security guys there were. Literally. Coming in, walking through, looking and shit. It was kind of distracting a little bit. But again, the way these people have been showing their ass at these live events, you need that type of patrol.
Phones and sneakers and bottles.
And see, you fuck around and throw something at Beyonce, you would get jumped. You know what I'm saying? Like, baby, we would have wore that
your
ass
whole
out
section
in Canada.
And I'm going ahead and say a couple of the motherfuckers, I want to cuss them out up in Rogers Center because, you know, I mean, it was a lot of black people up in there, but still somehow I still noticed some things happening when people were like, do you have your ticket to come out to the floor? And I'm like, you just let all these white bitches come down here and now you asking me for my ticket?
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, yeah. But I still enjoyed the show. You know, Beyonce had nothing to do with that. So
I can't wait to see it. Ours is next month. I think it's like the last weekend in August.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious.
You're gonna love it,
oh wait, but that was the other question I had. Since you saw the second show and now you saw this one months later, has there been a lot of change outside of the outfits? Like, I know she changed up some of the looks.
Outside of the outfits, not a lot of changes. Like, you know, so when Paris happened, that's when... Okay, hold on. So they're actually vacuuming outside my hallway. And it's right when I'm about to tell a story that I didn't want to tell, but Dustin asked me about the story anyway. But you remember Paris happened right along the time when we got the news of Tina Turner. Mm-hmm. So that was when she first like did the tribute. So like she has the proper tribute in there now, which I think she worked out already. But like outside of that in the outfits, she's still doing staging things. Like I remember Toya was upset that she was like, oh, she's back behind those microphones for Heated.
Sunday night, so she came out and did it on the, she was out in Club Renaissance Sunday night when she did Heated.
See?
I wonder, she just kind of gets to decide what she's in the mood for.
She said on Sunday, she was like, this tour is not about being perfect. She's like, this tour is about having a good time. I want everyone to have a good time tonight.
Oh, I love that.
That's what she said.
I love that for her.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Because there are things that still like happen and they happen differently, but I still enjoy them. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, this happened and didn't happen right, but it's still cool because all this shit that happens is fire.
Well, you're lucky, like Asante, because you were at the first show, right? In Stockholm,
the second,
right?
The second one.
Yep.
So at that set list included Thick, All Up In Your Mind, and Drunk In Love. And she hasn't done it. And she took that whole section out. And I was pissed because I
wonder
to hear
why.
Yep,
I want to hear her do that part.
That shit was crazy.
I wonder why she.
I want to see that.
I wonder what made her take it out. Maybe because she's also an athlete. Mm-hmm. I can see her going back, watching the tapes, being like, "Okay, we're moving this, switching this, we're taking
this
out."
Did Blue come out Sunday or no?
No, Blue said the hell with Toronto.
Is Blue still a part of the tour?
Who knows? Maybe she might come back out later if she wants to, but
she's
you know.
I mean, she's also a child. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to remember that she's, what, 11? Yeah. Like, sure, there's child labor laws that can't have them doing a full tour.
I hope we get to see her. I feel like that's what Beyonce said. I feel like she's playing with little things subtly. So, like, maybe that was one of the things. Like, if Blue wants to come out, she can. And now that she's done it, she can come out whenever if she wants to. But she doesn't have to.
Probably just having fun with her mom, but still has her summer, you know, with her friends. Probably she's a kid.
She's like, I want to go back to Paris. She's like, all right, go on back to Paris now.
And then you did it. It's him knowing all the steps for me.
Okay, can I just say something? This is super random about that. There was, have you seen the video? Maybe you haven't, but there's like a TikTok of this couple doing that
at
like
a wedding party. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, I did, because like, the XD retweeted it.
Yeah.
I was like, this nigga just ate some pre-workout powder.
He
just ate
went
the shit.
Crazy.
Shout out to XD. Jackie Washington Day is July 15th. I was thinking him when I was thinking Jackie Washington when I think of him. Anyway, but yes, that video, I don't know why the comments just taking a turn made me laugh.
Well, because people thought that was the groom and they were like,
well, that and then somebody was like, they were a little sloppy, but I still enjoyed it. Somebody being like, y'all will find any reason to hate. And then people being like, no, it was sloppy, but it was still cute. And I was just like, oh my God.
I did see somebody say it.
I was crying because I was thinking it was just going to be all the bad shit, the homophobic shit. And then watching it take that turn, I was like, oh, okay.
So that was not the groom.
I don't know.
Somebody said that it was somebody else in the groom's party and the bridal party or whatever. But I don't know.
I just enjoyed the dance.
That just took me out.
I did see
XD,
that.
XD just makes me laugh because he'll just retweet some and all he'll write is,
And you already know.
And I hate him. I hate him for it because I can see his face. Oh my God. But yes, I'm very excited.
You're gonna have a great time. You're gonna enjoy it.
Have a great time. And Vegas is just so gaudy and ridiculous. So I feel like we're gonna have fun just cause.
I have a big ask. I forgot to get the tour book. So if you're just so happy, can you grab me one?
For sure. You know we'll grab that for you.
Thank you.
XD is a person who tweets in a very specific way that I think is hilarious. And I'm going to tell you who else does. My boy Denver. Shout out to Denver. Denver Shine. Oh, yeah. Denver from lovebscott.com. I want to read this tweet that he wrote.
Oh, gosh.
Earlier today.
I love Denver's couch. I just have to say that. Have you ever watched his partner's content? Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with
that
damn couch.
Shout out to Jonte in Denver.
Hi, Jonte.
But Denver tweeted earlier. Let me find this tweet. Here we go, right here.
Oh my God.
Because you guys know there's been this trend recently where people have been doing these AI pictures that indicate what their babies look like, what are going to look like. You've been seeing that?
I did see that, which is really creepy.
I think the app or something associated with the pictures is called Remini because I keep seeing that word on all the watermarked on all the pictures, right?
Wow. Like Leah Remini.
Yep. Which to me, if you see her coming knocking, baby, you better get the hell on down the road because she wants some answers and she's going to get them. Tough approach to getting to the bottom of it. She could have played that teacher on Abbott Elementary.
Oh my God.
The lady does an incredible job. What's her name? Lisa Ann Walter or whatever?
I don't actually know.
She's incredible.
The redheaded lady. Yeah, she's bomb.
But Leah Remini could have did. She's tough as nails, tough as balls. Leah Remini. I'm tough Leah Remini. I'm going to give it to you straight. Ooh. She's giving it to you straight. Leah Remini. Okay, but anyway. Those pictures, because I could keep going on her key loop keys on a belt loop ass. You know what I'm saying?
And he's flat, not like, Andrew Dice Clay.
Shout out to Andrew Dice Clay, comedy legend. Thank you. I'll put the cape on. Call me James Brown. I'll put the cape on. Okay. Anyway. I love making y'all laugh. It really it really warms my heart. For real.
I like tearing off my mascara.
Oh, okay. Now that I'm finished doing that part of my job, let me read this tweet. So Denver has gonna say ... Okay. And he always uses an appropriate three dots because my nigga know how to write in ellipses.
Okay.
I respect it. Anyway, Denver said, it's interesting, Sam, if you know how Denver's voice sounds, if you read these tweets in his voice,
as you attempt to do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
That's what you were trying to do. It. No, I wasn't telling you to.
I'm going to do it.
Remember, do it for the vibe. Yes, and I wasn't telling you to.
Anyway.
Shit.
So Denver says, it's interesting seeing people go up for the AI versions of themselves when their appearances are being altered in very ... specific ways.
Uh-oh.
So I quoted the tweet.
Yags is slimming people down and making them light skin.
Look what I told him, y'all. Read it.
Justin said, LMAO, this is violence. With a laughing emoji.
Denver, might this I is violence. Because, baby, that knife cut. You hear me? When I read that tweet, I said, whoosh. It just cut straight through everybody and they pride for AI pictures that I'm fucking seeing. I've had
those
enough.
Pictures are creepy. I've luckily no one that I know has done it, but I have. But you know how Twitter now is. It's a For You page.
Points were made.
That damn For You page we put in people that I'm like, I would never follow this. Why is
sometimes I'm glad it do. I ain't even gonna hold you. The For You page, it's all right with me.
Yeah, mine been showing some things
lately.
It
be for me. It be for us. By
it mine, I don't know what algorithm I'm on.
My, I've been liking the right things. Or something,
I'm gonna have to log in from your device then.
You might, or maybe not. I'm on the 2C side. I'm on the 2C side of Twitter somehow.
Oh, I love 2C's music.
I'm on that side of Twitter.
I do. I love that favorite song. I like this song.
Look at the dance. Look, do the dance. How you dance to it?
Oh wait, Asante, I meant to ask you, ChatGPT, do you have to pay for it or is it free? I was having this debate with Jade. Do you
I don't. I just use Notion because I don't be wanting to talk to the thing.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you had to pay for it.
I think it's one of those things where it's like there's a free version and then maybe you can pay a premium for like more access to it.
Kind of like the in-app purchases with everything else.
Yeah, where like maybe you can ask it so many questions or it only give you so much information.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
I don't know where I had seen that it was like a subscription service where you're paying like a monthly fee. Because she was telling me that someone we know has been using the fuck out of it. And I was like, damn, he's paying for all that? And she was like, paying. I'm like, but I don't think it's free.
Jay
Maybe
would.
I'm just slow.
She would
know.
Have a ChatGPT booster. Who you got stealing ChatGPT, Jay?
Now God she got
damn.
It on the fire stick.
Shit, Jay.
Now she got it on the fire stick.
Oh, y'all, I remember. I remember when I was little, it was a lady that was stealing fur coats. Out of this department store.
For coats. How the fuck y'all she do that? Look,
she was putting them between her legs. She would have on like a long dress or a long skirt, put them holes between her legs and hit it. And she was
had
like,
that snapper.
She hit, I'm telling you, spatchcock.
Wait,
okay?
It's a snapping churla.
Friend.
It's a snapping turla.
Ooh, that's on Women's Ooh. History Month. Okay. I remember if you was from Flint, Michigan, you remember the story about that lady that was stealing them fur coats out of Hudson's. That was before
that
it was Marshall Fields, before
thing
it was
I've
Mason's.
Ever heard.
Hudson, she was
between
putting fur coats
her
between
legs.
Her legs. Yeah, and stealing them. Yes.
Did they have
a censor? You
no.
know we old.
Not a sensor. I would say, do they have a scent to them?
That's what I was. I was waiting for you to just ask it because that's all I could think of when he first said that.
Because I'm, just out of curiosity.
I mean, some people will smell like pussy for a cheap fur coat. You know what I'm saying? If shit, if it's either I'm gonna pay $9,000 for this coat, or else I'm gonna pay
ten,
or else I'm gonna pay $1,000 and smell like a little bit of sweet pussy Pauline. But damn it, I'm just gonna have to be soft.
Ooh,
and
I
want to
name this episode "Sweet Pussy,
Sweet
Pauline,
Pussy Pauline."
So badly.
You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Did you ever buy one? Or
Hell
were you too
no.
young?
I just remember the story. I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Let's not get crazy now.
I'll never forget the first time I saw like fur coats in a store was when I was like in high school. Mm-hmm. I was in Chicago visiting and it was snowing so bad. Mm-hmm. And it was the way those things were chained down. I was like, wow, I don't even want to ask to try one on. Like, I'm not even going to look at these.
Chained down. God damn.
They were on these hooks with locks mm-hmm. on them. Like, you
That's
had to,
so
you,
ghetto. What the fuck?
I mean, it's Chicago.
Not like they do the razors in CVS.
I think it's aspirational.
I told y'all my mom bought me a fur coat when I was little.
Yes.
It was like for Christmas, like a white fur coat. You know, Latin parents, they go all out. I had this like red gown, the fur coat, but we didn't have money like that. So, do y'all remember Alexander's?
No.
Did y'all have Alexander's? Maybe y'all didn't have it. It's a New York thing, very cheap store. Like, mm-hmm. maybe. one notch above rainbow, mm-hmm. like that world. So I got a terrible allergic reaction to this coat. So as the night progressed, my eyes were getting redder.
Night was killing you.
Poor baby.
But and the little puffiness, good. I did. The little puffiness, bottom lip was real red. My mom and I always laugh at the pictures because who knows what fur that was. And from a New York Alexander child, I always laugh when I think of that. My mom tried, you know. You were shy.
Shit.
You probably looked so cute.
It really did. I'm gonna find the pictures. Watch.
Did y'all see the videos? Train rat. Did you guys see the videos of Cardi B and Offset's daughter Culture at her graduation? I think it was a pre-K graduation or kindergarten graduation.
With the gown.
Yes, and them ponytails. She had a big pink like tulle gown. It was so cute. And she had two long ponytails.
And the train.
Yep. And she said,
that would be my mom.
When I grew up, I want to be a doctor. And everybody started clapping. It was the cutest thing in the world. But did you peep how, Fran, you saw it, right?
I saw because you tweeted it once again. And I saw what you tweeted.
Okay, so you know where I'm going with this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was a fucking one of the staff from the school where she was graduating from that was kind of directing the children. And mind you, these are little kids. Culture just had a fifth birthday party like 2 days ago, right?
Oh my God.
So she was four at the time. The lady was so aggressive. Like, she's like, and Culture kind of moved, like, you know what I'm saying? And went the way she was going, you know what I mean? And she like snatched his sign out of Culture's hand and shit. And the lady was just being aggressive. And I was like, well, let me see if it's just me before I tweet this or whatever. Sure enough, as soon as I went through the replies, fucking bitch. Who the fuck she snatching from? Ho need to watch her hands.
Yeah, but all the teachers, if you notice, were like, sometimes you have to be a little stern with kids because it's a lot going on and it's usually one teacher to 20 kids. Mm-hmm. So what might look like sternness to us is really them just like directing traffic how they have to. So I was like, you know,
kiss my ass. You snatch on my baby. You snatch from my baby. You snatch from Fran baby on my watch. You know what I'm saying? Now you damn sure snatch from Tante child on my watch. Are you crazy?
I was surprised that Cardi didn't say anything either. So maybe it was us just
to me. Yeah, I think it was just us because Cardi B definitely would have. You seen what she did?
Because if anyone's going to say something.
Yeah, it's Cardi, okay?
Okay.
Oh, man, I love that. But yeah, I didn't like that lady snatching from that little girl. On that day, she's looking so cute, and you ruining everything with your heavy-handed ass. I would have stepped on her damn foot.
Didn't you say that? I don't know if it was you that told me, or maybe I saw it somewhere that the lady that had denied the kids their diplomas, she got fired. I think
she did get fired. We talked about this on Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams, which you can catch every Wednesday. Every podcast on her, the NAACP award nominated podcast, by the way. But yeah, we talked about it on there and they fired the hoe. See ya. Baked potato bitch. I can't stand her ruining them children's day on graduation when you're supposed to be ushering them into the cold, cruel world you know they're about to face as adults when the world don't give a damn about them. And you want to be mean on the way out? May the dealings of the Lord be upon you. And that's exactly why her ass is out of there.
I was listening to, shout out to Don't Call Me White Girl. I love Damona. I think she is so fucking funny.
I want her to come on here.
She's so damn funny. She said that her mom graduated from that school. So she's very familiar. You saw that? So she said that school is very strict. And it's known that you have to be apparently like brilliant to attend. It's one of those like kind of Ivy League type schools to set you up in that trajectory. And so
she's like the type of girls that go there
know what's up. She was like not feeling it at all. She thought that the girls were being goofy and that they knew better and that they got what they deserved. I was like so shocked, but I kind of get it if you have more of an inside view of like what the school policies are like and how they go about enforcing them. So I kind of get it.
Closer to the source.
Exactly. Yeah. But it made me laugh too. She was like, fuck them girls. Yep. She's so crazy.
Which is hilarious, right? But at the same time, fuck that school, right? Because
them so damn strict.
And there's time, things need to change just because things were a certain way for a certain number of years or a certain amount of time. Right. Sometimes it's cool to revise things. And that graduating class has been through hell. Mind you, these are the kids that went through school during COVID. All that weird ass shit that stunts development and shit. And if they're so fucking brilliant to be here in the first damn place, and guess what? They had the better idea to go ahead and break that fucking rule. And that's why her ass is out of here today. And them girls have graduated. So
I know she must be sick.
No, who must be fired. Sick? It's all them kids who wanted to do it and didn't. Wanted to speak and got it beat out of them. You know what I'm saying? No.
At their graduation.
That's who's sick. Sound like you mad to me, Mona. Come on the show. Let's talk about it.
I love Mona. She's funny.
Me too.
I have my, you know who else I have to shout out since we're talking about podcasts? Because I told you I like listening to podcasts while I shower. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. But it's part of my routine to just like cut one on in the speaker. Jump in my shower, but I have to shout out Antoinette and Shanti, the Around the Way Curls podcast. They're really growing and it's doing so well. I was listening earlier today actually, and she was saying that there's a lot of interest, like from networks being shown. I'm just excited for them. I have known Shanti and Antoinette since we were like in the YouTube and blogging days, you know, back in 2010. Mm-hmm. I think I met them maybe 2010, 2011. So to see them now, it's just so crazy. I'm like, those are like my little sisters and they're doing it. So well. I know. And in the episode, I actually heard Shanti considering moving to New York, which excited me. I would love that for her. She should. She should, because you know how she has her shop, the Sable Collective?
Yep.
So she's entertaining the thought of opening one up in Brooklyn. And I feel like that would be a game changer for her.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be a game changer?
That'd be amazing.
Yes. Yep.
She has to do it.
Come on.
She has to do it. I don't even want her to entertain it. I just feel like she has to do it.
Just go with it, girl.
Just get them pieces flowing.
And if you are unfamiliar with Around the Way Curls, it's like I said, it's hosted by Shanti and Antoinette, two of our homegirls. And Shanti has this dope-ass store called the Sable Collective. And they sell like, it's kind of like a thrift shop in a way. But they sell like, you know, art. They support a lot of Black vendors. So it's like jewelry, customized like jackets. What am I missing? Purses. I mean, you name it. It's just one of those shops that just has a lot of really cool shit from like indie artists. And I went to Cuba with Shanti years ago. And I remember she bought a bunch of paintings in Cuba and then sold them on her shop. So it's just really cool shit like that.
So get on board.
Yeah, she's just a cool girl. Like, she could, like, if she moved here, she could, like, get little furniture pieces. She could do all kinds
of
shit.
In Brooklyn? Come on.
Hell yeah.
What?
She's just cool.
I would invest. I actually need to talk to her because I'm like, I will absolutely invest in your store.
Do y'all want to talk to Jade? Shit.
Talk to Jade? What do you mean?
She's calling.
She's on Facebook.
Damn, you be calling at the wrong fucking times. Look.
Hi, Jade.
Say hi to everybody.
Oh, hello, nigga.
She's so annoying.
Have a wonderful, wonderful show.
Thank you, Jay.
Not the kisses. You know what's extra funny? The episode I listened to, she was FaceTiming internet.
Damn, see?
If nothing else, was like, she just FaceTimed me.
She's consistent. Okay.
Right. Yep. So definitely listen to Around the Way Curls. I've been listening to them a lot of Don't Call Me White Girl. Mm-hmm. I do like See the Thing Is. You know, yes, I support Mandy.
Absolutely. And Bridget.
Who else have I been listening to?
Sexy
Red. I feel
Red's
like that's
music.
It, really.
Ski.
I saw she put out a new song.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
You know what I've been listening to?
What?
Candy Coated Nights.
Oh, the Candy and DJ A1. Okay.
What is that?
Candy Burris.
I mean, I know who it is, but what is it? Does she have like a radio show?
Well, for years, she had a talk show on YouTube called Candy Coated Nights, where they would like talk about sex-based topics and shit like that. She would have guests come on. And now it's been a couple years that they were on hiatus, but now they have a new podcast. They've revised it as like a podcast now. Smart. On AMP, on the Amazon AMP platform.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's Candy and DJ A1, and they have different guests that they come on every episode or whatever, and they engage with the audience on the show. So.
Oh, that's super cute. And you say you listen? I've never listened.
I watched the latest episode. First of all, shout out to Mandy and her other podcast, Horrible Decisions, along with Weezy. Yes. They're on the road right now.
That's right. The Climax Tour. And this is their last tour? Or did I read that incorrectly?
That's what it said.
Right? Yeah. On the caption. I was like, what do y'all that's mean what it the says. Last so, tour?
In the event that it actually is, you should go and see them if you haven't seen them. Mm-hmm. And in the event that it's not, then that was a cute one for this tour.
If you don't want them to go, march in the streets. And you say, you tell them, no.
Gather, whorehive.
Yeah.
And I saw she had that guy that we were just talking about. Was it four?
Which is going to be
and
the
we were talking about him being freaky. He was sucking toes. I was like, okay. Now.
Which is the segue, friend, Mystic because zone. Four was on Candy and A1 show.
Okay.
And I had just watched. And there were some interesting things being discussed, but it was funny because Candy mentioned she wanted to figure out how she could get some OnlyFans money. And in my mind, I was like, it would be dope if Candy did like a studio and had OnlyFans talent in her studio as part of her OnlyFans page and just used her name on OnlyFans as opposed to actually putting content up.
I highly doubt she's going to be busting it open on OnlyFans.
I know she's not going
well,
to be.
Well, no, as a studio, though, I can see that. Where she like,
but I just see. I'm just saying that's a very attractive
set. Yes. Maybe, yeah, like a production house.
Yeah, like if she had, if she did her dungeon as a series and people, a performer stopped by and just performed, that would be her.
That's smart.
And if she gets a cut. That would make sense.
Yep. And I want to work on production on that. So that was just one thing I was manifesting.
Pitch that. But pitch that to Candy Coated Entertainment. What's up, Don Juan? What's up, Candy? pitch it. Asante.
Speaking of, when does your OnlyFans recaps start?
We're still in the discovery phase.
I love that.
Yeah, but
you
it's
know
definitely
what?
Coming.
That is the name of this week's episode.
Wow.
We're still in the discovery phase.
He sound like the ground down.
That's what
it is definitely coming. Okay. And I can't wait. Because I just can't wait. I think it's really going to sharpen my blade as a descriptive commentator. And I can't wait to just let you know what I'm looking at. Like the dark part was big. And, you know, just say things like that. You know, why? You know, this, I'm going to save the details for the appropriate time. Over on Patreon. Uh-huh. Thank you, Patreon. We love you, Patreon. Go to www.patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast and join our Patreon, please. We'd love to have you.
I saw people already suggesting some. Did you see that?
I
on
sure
Twitter?
Did. And I'm
it turned into a thread.
I'm making
like,
a list and checking it twice, baby.
Wow. You know who you can watch a lot of accounts on Mandy's page. On her actual OnlyFans account. Me and Mandy were talking about who we follow.
Wait, Mandy has an OnlyFans account?
That she follows people
on. Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what? I don't know.
She ain't put no link up, so I ain't saying she got one, okay? I'm just saying she follows
people. So when you
people,
say so she has, what does she have? She has a Twitter account that follows only OnlyFans performers, or are you saying
she has an OnlyFans account
OnlyFans
where she follows
profile.
Performers? Not a profile account.
But she just doesn't post anything. She follows people on it.
Yeah, she's subscribed. She's a subscriber.
So she just subscribes to some people's OnlyFans.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So go to. So I'm telling
curious.
You can watch.
I
some
thought
of
you meant she had like a page that she.
Right. That's what I was like. Nah, I did not know that.
Nah. Thank you for asking.
Knowing her, she'd be listeners. Showing feet.
Maybe.
What was it in the chat?
Showing feet.
Oh my god.
Well, I want to
see who she follows. I'm gonna ask her.
How do you guys feel about have you guys like met people who are OnlyFans content creators that you didn't know, you know what I'm saying, and then you found out afterward?
No, considering where I am. I don't have a. Well, then again, maybe I shouldn't say that because you don't know who has OnlyFans.
Maybe all them parks and shit out there. You know how much fucking they be doing in them parks?
All,
for
them, all them trees and bushes and shit.
That's,
you know,
probably
what?
Why
that's
them mountain
true.
Lions is on one right now. They say, quit fucking around me. That's probably why they're attacking people.
The only one that I know personally, my homegirl Jessamine, who is a really well-known yogi. She's like this plus-size yogi. Really pop. You know Jessamine, right? She has like all these huge Nike campaigns.
Yeah,
and
she got OnlyFans.
She has an OnlyFans, and she does naked yoga.
Oh.
Which is so fire because she says, outside of the fact that it's yoga, but she's also plus size. And she's like, a lot of people don't know what that looks like, you know, to like be in that body and move like that. And so she created a whole brand for it. I think it's
fly. She got her market.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I remember she posted a snippet on her IG and I was like, good God.
And see, that's the thing. You can have an OnlyFans and put up like content. It doesn't have to be salacious and you can still be successful. Which
is
cool.
I mean, I know hers is popping off because she has a massive brand, you know, huge following. So
to me, it's like the focus should be on it being niche content of some sort, right? Like if you are making like sexually centered content, right? It needs to be niche because everybody and anybody can just put videos, you know, rubbing one off. Or whatever you record on your camera phone, put that on OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying? But that comes a dime a dozen. But if you have, that's why I think feet pages are successful, even though they're cliche now. I think that that's why they've been so lucrative for people, right? That, like you just said, your homegirl Jessamine, that's naked yoga. That's a niche specific market that it appeals to, and people know where to go to get it, you know? So that's
and she's
it.
A dope yogi too. It's not like she's just someone doing random stretches. Like this is her craft, you know? So you're actually learning and taking a class simultaneously while observing her body. So it's really beautiful. She's killing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, if I'm going to be doing some freak shit, my shit gonna bang, you know what I'm saying? Like I would figure something out, figure out an audience, you know what I'm saying, to appeal to and go right after it. It might be some motherfuckers that just want to see you like rub your lip with your finger, you know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh,
I just
want to
see that. So then you just like start doing tights, and then you can start like, you know what I'm saying, adding, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, you just start appealing to that audience. And that's how you build your
Give
shit
us editorial.
Successful. Yeah.
Like, mine would be like cleaning the house, like clean the house naked. Let's organize my linen closet naked.
Friend, you could literally do anything naked.
Let's make the bed.
Honestly, you could be one of those pages that like bamboozle people and just make a lot of money. And people probably still wouldn't be mad for like the little that you would give them.
Or just like cleaning the tub.
I think people couldn't wait to be like friends scamming people on OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. They would love it. They would
have to say that shit.
Not scamming people on OnlyFans. You know, I'd make it really earthy, like some incense burning, my wind chimes in the background, just like the droom, 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 you know, it would be really meditative.
How did the wind chimes go?
Hey, you know what you can call your page? You know what you can call your page? Plant mama. That's what it could be. You taking care of all your plants, you know you got them plants. You can be taking care of your plants.
As you can see.
You know what? That could be what you're doing. You watering your plants.
Oh my God,
naked.
Watering the plant. Just everything. Just that's like going about my day. Yeah. A day in the life. Yep. Naked.
Then you watering your plants, then you could You get what I'm saying?
Wait.
That would be how you do it. You know what I'm saying? Like the bottle. Y'all get your minds out the gutter. Yeah, y'all know I wouldn't talk to her like that. I'm talking about she could sell it as, you know, squirts using the spray bottle.
You said it so, I hate to say it this way, aggressively.
Hey, you know what? Let's bring the beat.
Let's bring the at the thought of the scene. You just planted
let's bring
watering a plant and just
like, let's bring the beeps back this week. Ty, please, every time we say
bleep that shit out. No, we're not bleeping it.
So I don't want them to know. And that's it this week. Ooh. That's what we're going to do.
Did y'all see something about Amsterdam building like a new red light district or no?
No.
Wait, what? A new one? Right.
And what they're trying to say about the occupants now.
I don't know why that just took me out.
I don't know what I was watching.
Is it more interactive? What's the change?
No, I mean, yeah, because it's like a whole like facility. It's like a swanky hotel. I was like, what the hell is this?
Wait.
Hold on.
And when does it open for research purposes?
Right, because we in the discovery phase.
Well, that was the thing. It was one of those like you know those YouTube videos where it's like the like buildings or neighborhoods or some shit. It was like one of those, and it was like people are protesting this new red light district being built because, you know, they already was like, we not a freaky ass city. Y'all trying to bring all that shit, but apparently it's gonna be like a really high-tech hotel with like some bars and play areas or entertainment areas and shit.
Whoa,
and I was like,
I'm interested.
The red light district is getting like a whole, like, it's like a skyscraper.
What?
So yes. Is this being added to where the current red light district is, or right, is this in another part of town?
So I think that they said that they're moving it. Look, sex scraper.
Wow. So it's two buildings or is that just one?
Why the hotel look here, like USB two speakers?
speaker monitors. I don't know. I think that they're just trying to do this, but it's a multi-story erotic center proposed to replace Amsterdam's red light district, except whoa, nobody wants it in their backyard, which is an article from The Guardian that was published in November of last year. But the video that I watched was from April of this year. It just was randomly on my YouTube.
I
want to
look that up because I'm curious, like, what does that mean? Like, every floor is going to have, like, different experiences, you know?
Anyway, I'm interested. I'm curious as to why they use the word replace. That's what caught my attention. What you mean replace right, the red light district? What's
Amsterdam considers moving legal prostitution from red light district to suburban erotic center.
Suburban.
So I guess they're putting it in a area where the people shine a mind on business.
So that's what they're doing. They're moving whatever they have zoned, you know what I'm saying, to legalize prostitution in that specific area. They're moving the area. They're proposing to move the area somewhere else.
That's interesting.
Well, it depends on where you want to fuck, I guess. They need to ask some workers.
Have y'all ever seen the red light
Fran
district?
Oh, I thought you was
the way he stopped me.
He stopped you like you was gonna say.
No, you didn't. Have y'all ever been to the area?
Once.
I haven't. Once. I'm so curious.
I wanna go.
I didn't really get to see all the action,
like you
though.
Have to. That's iconic.
Yeah. Right. I want to go back.
And I want to take a selfie like this.
Okay. We're one of the people with the people in the window.
Right behind me, right? I want to go. Maybe I'll make
too
that a thing.
We need to make it look, a friend zone thing. We should go to Amsterdam.
That could be say, part anytime, of our travel vlogs. Mm-hmm.
We go to Amsterdam at any time, child. Anytime.
Hotel chains and travel groups that are interested in booking us. We would love to figure something out with Amsterdam. Let's make
that'd
it happen.
So
have your
cool
people call
and
our
I
people,
do the moon cake,
which is us.
And just ride bikes high.
For the space cake. Hell yeah. Oh, and yeah, then the boat. Oh, we got to rent the boat and then just ride the boat with just us, like through the channels
and
stuff.
Oh, how cute is that?
Hell yeah.
We need to do that. Because
then
be
we
really
could just
cute
smoke on the boat and kick it.
I really wanted to travel because, also for those of you listening that have gotten this far, we are taking a break for the next 2 weeks. I feel like we should have told them that. We're taking a break for the next 2 weeks. Just like that kind of mid-year reset. It's important for us, yeah, obviously, in our mental health. We kind of been going straight since the top of the year. So 2 weeks, that's it. We'll be right back the first week of August. But I was going to say that I really wanted to travel during that break, but I don't know, because you can hear I'm congested. I feel like, yeah, my body's kind of letting me know that I've been overexerting myself. So there's a part of me that needs to just like sit.
Rest and recharge.
Yeah, just to, I told y'all I have a appointment with a naturopath that, amen, I finally found a dope one. So I'm going to get checked out, just make sure I'm good. But, right?
Hallelujah.
So happy you found someone dope. Let's pray that she is dope. But I really wanted to just like kind of backpack around Europe for like 2 weeks.
I wish.
You know, like to just go, wow, travel lightly, like not a lot of shit, because that makes it easier. And then just like go to one part and then just jump on the train and just like travel around.
That sounds so
I really
fun.
Wanted
hell
to.
Yeah.
And that sounds fun, where it's hell not about, yeah, anything but just like experiences and like food and just like going in these different places. That's what I wanted to do, but I just don't know if I have the bandwidth right now to do that. Maybe,
friend,
I'll wait.
I told you I made some new friends this weekend.
You did.
They were like, yeah, we going to Egypt next weekend. And I was like, oh, for real?
Knowing
and
you.
Because look, I was thinking, you know, we got our break coming up. So I was like,
oh my God, are you like, going to go to Egypt?
Look, they were like, come, it's settled. You're coming. I was like, no, I'm not.
But I think you should go.
I got to check in with my girl.
Walk knowing
back
you.
In Egyptian.
No, you didn't.
I'm not going this time. I told them to keep me posted for the buddy trips. Because, you know, I'm definitely on board for the random spontaneous trips.
That sounds so fun.
I'm gonna miss Egypt this time. I know.
Haz, they would tell me, Haz stays going to Egypt and she'll be sending me. Shout out to Haz.
Shout
we
out
love
to
you.
Haz.
Right. Yeah, you're unfamiliar. Haz. It's one of my best friends. She's been going and her pictures every time she goes, I'm just like, wow, bro. Like, unreal. Even just the views from her hotel. She didn't even need to go nowhere. It's just unreal. So you definitely should.
I would love to go do a photo shoot out there and all them damn pyramids on some James Bond shit in a tux, you know what I'm saying? With a motherfucking gun.
That's so dusted.
Anyway, one day. One of these days.
One day.
Yeah, I just want to travel more, but I also gotta get my health
on
point first.
I'm off from this job. But I still gotta work. I still gotta work. So I'm grateful for we're just grateful.
And I am too. And yes, now that you said that, I have to also, we closed out Living for We. So we're finally done. Yay!
What a beautiful project.
It took a year. It's been a year. Mm-hmm. Literally, they contacted me July of last year.
July.
Started working on it and we literally just wrapped. The last episode should be dropping week after next, I believe. And then we're done, but we wrapped 1 year of that. Thank you to everybody that listened to every episode. I really think, actually, first of all, those of you that haven't listened, Living for We is an incredible podcast. Super proud to have been part of that team. It's my dream to work with NPR and IdeaStream. But you have to listen, if you haven't, at least to episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
It initially started with a lot of the women we interviewed throughout the season, right? Because this is a podcast that focuses on Black women living in Cleveland. If you don't know Cleveland, through research, it was proven that Black women in Cleveland are suffering more than any other city in the country. Like, they came in dead last in a livability index, which is what inspired us to create this podcast to kind of talk to the Black women in Cleveland and ask them if this was true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the background. So a lot of conversation throughout the season where the women speaking on the men in their lives, whether it was like how the men have held them back, a lot of negativity, right? It was really hard pill to swallow. So production was like, we have to do an episode about relationships and Black women and Black men and how they can be very make or break for each other in a lot of ways. So initially I was a little concerned,
because
I was like, I don't want to create an episode First of all, this is a podcast about Black women, and I didn't want to decenter them in any way. And I also just didn't want to create an episode where we're just shitting on Black men the whole time. I'd rather to have more nuance than that.
Right.
But through us talking to the women and more and getting more research, it ended up being a very well-balanced episode where we found women that have incredible relationships, incredible husbands, incredible partnerships. We let the husbands take over the mics and just talk about their wives. And it is so beautiful. It made me want to cry. Just the beauty of how the men were talking about their wives. And I feel like we don't hear that enough.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough of those models. I should speak for myself. I didn't grow up hearing things like that. I didn't grow up seeing things like that. It made me want to cry just how beautiful and intimate and sensual. So while we did include the darker and more challenging parts of being in relationship with Black men, we made sure to create a balance and leave the episode with a little hope too, you know, that there are really good, beautiful marriages out there as well. And it just turned out beautiful. We weaved all sides of it so that, you know, we kept it authentic, but also left some hope in our hearts.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Like I'm talking about marriages like that are, these are older people just talking about how they made it work. Just beautiful, really. Mm-hmm. I think beautiful guidance, I should say, from our elders. So at least if you haven't listened, check out episode 10. One of my favorites, just turned out so beautiful. And then the final episode, episode 11, I was on it. We did a production episode, like a production wrap up, where we each got to, and it was facilitated by me. Mm-hmm. I ran the whole episode, very friend zone-ish. Mm-hmm. Hey. Right? I got they to kind of like, best. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got to run it and facilitate the conversation and just like ask questions, and they asked me questions, and we just talked about the challenges, the beauty, the excitement, and just what it is to really, really run a podcast that's at this caliber. So check those out.
Y'all gave them BTS. Not they got we bonus did. Footage. Uh-oh.
Right. It was the after show.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So check that out. Thank you so much for supporting me. Like I said, we did get cleared for season two. But you have to remember that these are researchers. So this is going to take years.
It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, it's going to take years. They told me it might be another year or two. Mm-hmm. I was like, y'all, the real deal. Yeah, because they got to go out in the fields and interview. Well,
you motherfuckers get the data. They waited on Game of Thrones ass all the time. We waiting on Euphoria. Y'all you can know, wait for this.
Yeah, and you know, and the next season's going to be heavy, though. It's going to be even heavier.
Okay.
Because it's going to focus on gun violence in America.
Oh, damn.
So I'm like, oof, that's going to be a tough one. But it's a very, very, like, clearly a much needed conversation right now.
Yeah.
So I have to give them time to gather that research. But thank you for supporting season one. And hopefully you'll be there to support season two. But I was saying all that to say that we wrapped just in time because Friend Zone is taking a break. Living for We just wrapped. So I feel like all my projects are either coming to an end, taking a break, you know, so I can kind of like let my body, as y'all can hear, get some goddamn rest, because we deserve it. I'm just really, really thankful that I get to rest because I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it. And I'm happy for us. We deserve it. We deserve to have a little moment. So I don't know if you guys have anything else you wanted to say for the episode before we get up on out of here.
Yes.
For our break.
Watch Love and Marriage Detroit. Watch Love and Marriage Huntsville. Watch Bill Collective.
Thank you. You did tell us that, and I need to do that.
And watch out if you come around my way with some bullshit. That's it.
And watch The Bachelorette. No, I'm just kidding.
And on The Binge, which is coming up this week, Asante has us watching Weird Science, which I love.
Yes,
the nostalgia. The last
for our little
movie.
Break that we're taking, we're doing Weird Science, Weird Science is available for rental on various streaming platforms, or you can watch it for free for promotional use on the various interwebs. Mm-hmm. Either way, go enjoy it, and or not, you can just come watch us over at The Binge on patreon.com/friendzonepodcast, because we'll be recapping it. That'll be up Friday, and then we'll be taking our break, and we will love to see you back next month.
Yep, we'll be right back first week of August. So that means that's it for us. We love you so much, and we will catch you guys most in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.